Welcome to Refuge, the podcast.
Thank you for joining us on the first episode of Season 2 of this podcast presented by Jesuit Refugee Service Canada. Today on the podcast, how much does it cost to sponsor a refugee? Also, an update on the Challenge to Safe Third Country Agreement. And finally, a look at the often long journey of Haitian refugees. While waiting for the announcement of the details of the reception of thousands of Afghans, many Canadians have expressed interest in sponsoring these refugees. However, despite all the goodwill in the world, sponsors still need to have the financial profile required for such a project. What are the costs involved? This is what a recent article in the Journal de Montréal tells us. It costs an average of $18,000 to sponsor a single refugee. For an entire year, sponsors are fully responsible for the refugees and must pay for transportation, medical, and school fees, as well as essentials such as food and clothing. Except for some emergency healthcare, the sponsors are responsible for everything. A small consolation is the fact that there is no cost to apply for sponsorship, either through an organization such as Jesuit Refugee Service, or if a group of people apply on their own. Only a group of people can file an application, the group being composed of a minimum of 2 people and a maximum of 5. Therefore, once the group is constituted and files a file, the Ministère de l'Immigration et Francisation et Intégration du Québec evaluates the financial capacity of the future sponsors. You must demonstrate that you have the necessary financial resources and that you will continue to have these resources for the duration of your commitment. They calculate your salary. They make sure that you have a good job and that you have been working for a long time. In short, they do a thorough study of your situation. Moreover, applying does not guarantee a place. From now on, places will be allocated by lottery. In 2021, 750 applications were retained out of more than 1,300 submitted. Finally, you must be patient. The process of applications takes a minimum of 2 to 3 years. Last week, the Journal de Lévis reported on the exercise of patience experienced by one of these groups of sponsors. It was at the end of 2016 that citizens met a refugee family of Syrian origin recently settled on the south shore of Quebec. Following this meeting, these people formed the Chute Chaudière Refugee Reception Community in the hope of welcoming a family. They began writing their application and learned that they must prove that they will be able to financially support the family for an entire year. In their case, we are talking about an amount of $25,000. In early 2017, they launched a fundraising campaign and raised the funds, and their application was accepted, hoping that the family would be able to arrive by 2020. But in addition to the long immigration process to Canada to deal with the pandemic, their file, which had been in process for more than 2.5 years, was delayed 2 more years. In short, it was at the very beginning of October that the sponsored family left Lebanon for Canada. A happy conclusion to this process that began at the beginning of 2017, more than 4.5 years ago. For us at Jesuit Refugee Service Canada, we hope that the gradual return to a life without pandemic will allow the resumption of regular refugee arrivals, so that the wait will be short for the sponsors that we accompanied this year in preparation of their sponsorship file. With the announcement of the reopening of the land border between Canada and the United States, refugee rights organizations are more than ever hopeful that the country's highest court, the Supreme Court, will agree to review the Safe Third Country Agreement. Under this agreement, which came into effect in 2004, Canada and the United States recognize each other as safe places to seek refuge and protection. In practice, this means that Canada can turn away potential refugees who arrive at the regular port of entry along the Canada-US border, because refugees must pursue his or her asylum claim in the United States, where the refugee first arrived. Currently, lawyers for both sides are making their representation to the Supreme Court to determine whether or not it will hear the challenge as a final appeal. As reported by the Canadian press, it was this agreement that led the asylum seekers to use irregular entry points, such as Roxham Road in the Montérégie region. Since this passage is not an official port of entry, Canada had to hear their claim. In challenging the validity of the agreement, Canadian refugee rights organizations argue that the United States is not always a safe country for people fleeing persecution. No date has been announced for the Supreme Court's decision on whether to hear the challenge. The United States and Canada have been experiencing waves of Haitian migrants and refugees for some time. The news of the last few weeks has brought to light another path, another journey, another route that was less known to us. That's to say, the long journey of refugees who leave Haiti to go to South America and then go up north, hoping to reach the United States and sometimes Canada. In a long report, Radio-Canada presented the stories of some of these refugees. For example, a father who, with his wife and four-year-old daughter, left Haiti to go to Chile, where they worked for a few years accumulating savings, and then making the long journey north through Colombia and Panama, spending more than $5,000 hoping to reach the United States. By the end of September, more than 10,000 Haitians had arrived in Del Rio, on the border of Mexico and Texas. By the time the media broke the story, U.S. federal authorities had emptied that camp and pushed everyone back into Mexico to a camp set up on the Mexican side of Acuña. But city officials were beginning to inform the migrants that they would have to move. Mexican authorities are trying to move them to a larger city. Since the media report a few weeks ago, the international bridge that housed the makeshift camp has reopened. Traffic has resumed between the two countries. The Haitian problem seems to have been solved by the authorities. The refugees are still looking for a country that will welcome them. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We invite you to follow us on our social media, especially on Facebook, and we will be back very soon for a new episode of Refuge the Podcast.